the sound.
Mr. Chair, I think we missed a part of that the end of that because of the sound. I think we can agree, though, Mr. Chair, but please correct me if I'm wrong, that we still need to work on this a bit further, and that we will see when we get the next version of the text and in running up to a potential drafting meeting to discuss this further going forward, noting all the discussions that have taken place and all the comments that we have received, including yours, of course, in relation to the definition and the making clearer of the aspects that are who does what, basically, within 4.1. Thank you. Okay, in that case, maybe we can move on to 4.2. I'm conscious that our time is running very fast and we still have a long way to go. Just to read 4.2, once an URVIS identifier is allocated to an item, such item shall be marked by the debtor, brackets, or at the debtor's request, the keeper, if the debtor is not the keeper, close brackets, with the URVIS marker showing the URVIS identifier allocated by the registrar for such item. Additional information may be added to the URVIS marker and shall be added if required by either applicable law, the creditor, or where applicable, the unilateral registrant. The debtor's obligation shall arise regardless of whether an international interest or notice of sale is registered in relation to an item at the international registry. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I see maybe that we have a bit of fatigue and there's not many people who want to raise their hand or comment on this one after the long discussion on 4.1. If that's the case, Mr. Chair, then maybe I'll be a bit controversial and start a thought that I had on this. I think it's related to our discussion before. The way I read 4.2, I had a similar thought to what Ms. Veneziano had mentioned, that really the first sentence is more closely aligned to the activities of what's in 4.1, and the rest of 4.2 is a bit separated. And so maybe structurally, that the part from additional information could be created as a new paragraph, just to separate out again and to make things a bit clearer. But that is my only suggestion on that. I wouldn't want to comment on the text itself at the moment. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Mr. Chair, Ms. Veneziano has raised her hand. Thank you.